you made a million in 9 months, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you just, how do you even do that? Like,
good
like,
point. So I believe there's two things that I did better than most people. One, I have an unconscious competency to make money. What does that mean? Genetically, my personality traits, my characteristics, my obsessions and addictions lend towards somebody that would be able to make more money than others. So what does that mean? That means that when I got into my job, I got hyper-focused and I had the whole Southeast. I traveled every day efficiently. I started at 4 a.m. and I ended at midnight. I sacrificed. Early on, I sacrificed. I didn't live a balanced life. I sacrificed everything. I had, you know, a $25 a day per diem. So I would pack my lunch like I did my dinner when I was little and eat peanut butter and jelly or a bologna with mustard and literally keep that $25 so I would have an extra $700 a month. That's where my mindset was. I would go to the farthest place of my territory and work my way back all day long. So I would do, I used to think I was a better salesperson than everyone is how I did it. But the truth was, I think statistically, I didn't close as many deals as some of the greater ones. But what I did was I took 10 meetings a day, kind of like my 5-20 rule. I spent my time being more interested than interesting, being a student of my calendar and going to the farthest place. I could take 10 meetings in a day. And even though I may only close three of them, other people were taking three and closing one, which is a higher percentage. But in the end, in a week, I would close because I was working 7 days a week, 21 deals in a week, and they would close five. So what happened was they had to actually change my comp plan because I outperformed everyone 3-1. You know, it was about a $300,000 to $400,000 job, which was really excited me.
Yeah.
But I outperformed everyone. The truth is, I wasn't better. And I tell people this all the time. You get young kids that graduate graduate school, law schools, and they're like, oh, you know, I make $150,000. Yeah. I said, no, you don't. You work three jobs for $50,000. Right, because they're putting in that many hours. Well, I think I worked three jobs. The only difference was each of them paid about $350,000, and it put me over the $1 million mark. But it set the course of what I was doing. The other thing that I have is an unconscious competency that's energetic. I attract money. And I think no matter, even if somebody worked as hard as me, I have this ability to attract money, always have. And that's why they hired me as a salesperson. You know, what sales guy? When I was in college, the only job I ever had was I sold educational systems at night. One meeting at 6 p.m., one meeting at 8 p.m. And it was a system that they bought leads from hospitals of newborn babies, the parents.
Yeah.
And I'd go in and tell them, with my family, all my siblings went to, you know, the Ivy Leagues. And the way that we did it is my mom read to me when we were born. And we had books throughout. This is pre-internet.
Yeah.
Books throughout. And I sold a system that was like $50 a month for the rest of your life for your kid for 18 years financed. Like, and they got new books every month, including an encyclopedia and a shelf. And this is literally what I sold. But I made way more money than anyone, hardly working, because I took on these, you know, night appointments. Then when I was in law school, I sold tennis shoes for Roadrunner Sports, incoming sales, 4 a.m. to 9 a.m., then drove down to the law firm and worked 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I made more money selling shoes. I was a top sales guy in the morning than I did working at the law firm. So all these skills, knowledge, and desire, when I'm graduating law school, even though they didn't want to hire a lawyer right out of law school, they wanted someone with 4 years of litigation experience,
yeah.
My resume stood out for two reasons. One, I had impressed my dean and the leading lawyer at my law school who were friends with the publisher,
yeah.
But also they were just so curious. This is a kid that must love sales. He must be good at it. He has an unconscious competency to attract money.